Pigeon.
Make Maddie proud. Make Daddy proud.
Don't dye your hair.
It's only a game. Why you have to be mad?
Hello, welcome back, everybody. Happy New Year. First up, we got wellness check.
And it's eh.
Did the Leafs end the season on a high note? Or not the season, the year on a high note. Yes, they won. Handily, I think. It's not coming back to me. It's all gone. Yes, beat the Avs 6-2, but I think there were two empty nickels. Nope, just one empty nickel. And they, I guess, Dennis Malgin did get a point. Oh, spoiler alert, they traded Dennis Malgin. If we got things in chronological order, that would just, it would be too good a podcast then. Yeah, they traded Dennis Malgin to Colorado for Dryden Hunt, who is relatively young. I think he's
28.
Seriously?
I think
he's like 24 or 25. I didn't think he was that old.
I don't know. I think I saw him and I was like, that's 15-year-old.
Genuinely.
And then I Googled him and he was just a lot older than I thought he was. What is his name?
Dryden Hunt. He is, 27. Okay. Not as young as I thought he was. Yeah. That's literally all I have to say about him. He's been fine. That's it. He's been fine. He's played more than Dennis Malgin did because I can't even remember who's still injured, who's gotten injured and who's still injured and whatnot. But Joey Anderson had been playing and he replaced Joey Anderson. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't remember if this had happened before, but Cali Yarncroke's back. He's been kicking butt. He's been getting lots of points, lots of goals, which is nice. This Avalanche game, we got a TJ Brody goal, which I love. His second of the season. Mm-hmm. Probably like his fourth of the year, calendar year. Would not be surprised to learn that. But genuinely, every time I'm like, it's okay, TJ Brody genuinely could get 0 goals, 0 points, and I'd be happy.
Yes.
Because he plays defense so well. He's back. Who else do we have back? Sandin was injured, but I think he should be back for their next game, which I believe is tomorrow. Jordy Benn came back, but he hasn't. I think he's been sitting since Morgan Rielly came back also. More importantly, Morgan Rielly came back. He's also been sitting since Connor Timmins started playing. Yeah.
So many people on this team.
Yeah, they have so many defensemen now. What's with that? I think Connor Timmins has been really solid. However, Rasmus Sandin over him, but him over Jordy Benn for sure. Mm-hmm. That is how I feel about the Leafs D. Also, every time I'm like, you're here now. Every time. What else happened with them? They made that trade. They lost to the Coyotes. That was why we're about them, because they lost 6-3. Two of those were empty nickels. That's what it was. Two of those were empty nickels. So it was really only 4-3 to the Coyotes. That's why we're It's coming back to me. And they beat the Blues in overtime, despite having scored quick goals. Samsonov wasn't that great. But despite having scored quick goals and, as everyone predicted, a Justin Hall goal, also his second of the season, go off Leafs defenseman. they're like, Morgan Rielly's come back. We got to get some points. despite them scoring like pretty quickly and, you know, only mildly pissing off Jordan Binnington, he didn't seem that angry which is always disappointing when you score 5 goals on him. It's always disappointing when he isn't that angry, to be honest. It's much funnier when he is. I think that's it for them. Dryden Hunt, Dennis Malgin, they've been as a concept. Yarncroc has been good. Croc. I keep copying things to clipboard because there's freaking killing me. Oh, you know what else happened? I wasn't watching this game. However, this is December 20th. I really don't know who they're playing. I don't particularly care. But this one ref genuinely shoved Michael Bunting off the ice. Not corralled him off the ice, shoved him off the ice. And it was a linesman, it wasn't a ref. And he's a former AHLer who Bunting played against when he was in Tucson. So there may have been, some pre-existing stuff there. However, as a referee, it is your job to be impartial. Enforce the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, Michael Bunting is obviously annoying as hell. I'm sure he is. Annoying as hell.
Yeah.
There's lots of evidence of that. However, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yes, you took a job that you can't let old beef be your deciding factor in whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What did and when? I cannot remember when this was. But didn't Sheldon Keefe get fined $25,000?
Yes, you're right. This was pretty recently. I haven't finished scrolling yet. Apparently there was several other Leafs things. One, their next gen game, which we love. And it was a slow start. Honestly, it came through, but it was a slow start. And they put out this cute little video because it was on Thursday, December 22nd. They put out this video of these kids walking into Scotiabank Arena, and they knock on this door and Brendan Shanahan opens it and they're like, "Can you sign this?" And it's a letter saying, please excuse us from school so we can go watch the Leafs, basically. But it was very cute the way it was done. And Shanahan's clearly having fun making it. But they played the Flyers, which in theory this should be a high scoring game no matter what. But it wasn't. It was only 4-3. But the first period, there was only one goal, and it was the Flyers, and they let freaking TDA score. Disappointments. But we got our requisite Mitchell Marner goal, as is always required. And also, like I said, Kelly Yarncroc, Michael Bunting, who has been very hot as well, and Willie Nylander, who's just, I genuinely think, the best scorer on the Leafs right now. I don't know, something like that. what else happened? Oh, Leafs have a team dog.
Amazing.
His name is Bud. He's a Labrador. And that's all.
Very cute. Very cute guy.
He's a service dog in training. Very cute. Bells. Oh, Victor Mete was also placed on LTIR. I forgot he was injured. And they put Nick Robertson on LTIR also, which is, I mean, made sense with his injury, but just this poor kid.
Yeah, this poor can't get a break.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in that game against the Blues, TJ Brody had a penalty shot. First of all, TJ Brody earned himself a penalty shot, which is also wild. That in and of itself is wild. And it was a horrible attempt, and he's going to the bench just laughing at himself afterwards. very funny. What else happened? Okay, yes. It was the Blues game. So because it was after Christmas, it was the 27th. The 26th is a day that they have to have off per the CBA. So it says if you can't give them the 26th, you give them like the 23rd or something. And so they have to have like the full day off till midnight. The issue was, is the Leafs were flying to St. Louis. But also, a couple things. We had wicked snow in Southern Ontario. Actually, basically most of the U.S. and Canada. Almost all of it.
Yeah.
Like a ridiculous amount of the entire continent was just so much snow. We weren't hit, frankly, that badly. Like we didn't have very much where I am. And I'd imagine Toronto wasn't as bad either, but they still had a lot of flights grounded because it was so slippery and it was hard to see. It was really foggy. So we were like, oh, so they just, you know, tried to get out as soon as they could from Toronto to St. Louis, but apparently that's not what it was. So they left at, their flight left at 10:30 instead of, it had to be 12:01 for them not to be fined. So they lost because they left an hour and a half early to make it more like their normal timing that they would leave for a game the next day in a city in a different time zone. Mm-hmm. They got fined $100,000 for it. It was apparently worth it because they were one of the only road team with time zone travel who won that day, which is an indicator. And also allegedly the Leafs asked and said, so is this okay? And most of them said yes. Because like, I would rather leave at 10:30 than spend an extra hour and a half with my family. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, stupid.
That's very dumb.
And then, so that comes out. And then immediately afterwards, about the Blues game, we get Sheldon Keefe is fined $25,000 for, you know, talking bad about the refs. Or his, I believe the phrasing is his conduct during the game. But it's clearly directed at the refs. And frankly, he wasn't that bad. If he's going to get fined $25,000, he's got to step up his game. You know?
Yeah, you gotta make it worth it.
Exactly. And it was some pretty bad reffing, from what I recall. But yeah, it was, you know, it was a fun couple days. Like, scrolling through Twitter, I'm like, what? What? Especially because it never says immediately, like, especially the Leafs $100,000. And I'm like, what? Why? Why are you finding them this? I don't understand.
Yeah.
And the weather was so bad that day that the commentators called it from Toronto. They couldn't get a commercial flight to St. Louis. Well, I don't know if it was the weather here, if it was the weather there, but still, like, they called it from here.
The Midwest, I'm pretty sure they were having like really high winds.
Yes. And it was, like, yes.
Freezing. So that all of that wind and like it was not great.
That's what we had, was really high winds. Like hearing our whole house kind of whistle as the wind blows through it, and like seeing the trees like bend fully over. And then it was like slippery. So not ideal for taking off or landing an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there were so many flights grounded. Basically all over, like I said, the continent.
Yeah.
Okay. I think, is that it? Mitch Marner had 62 road points in 2022, which is the most in a calendar year for the Leafs. Love that for him.
Yes, he should.
Mm-hmm. Greg Moore, the Marlies coach, is the coach of the North Division All-Star team, which is fun and exciting for him. I have no idea where it is or who else is going, but but he is.
He'll be there.
Mm-hmm. The Leafs have a three-way tie for the most points this season And can you guess who it is?
Team was?
Yeah. Yeah, which three players?
Oh.
On the Leafs.
On the Leafs. Okay. For most points in a season? No, I cannot guess that.
Most points so far this season.
So far.
Is there are three players who are tied for the most with 42. On the Leafs. All three of them are on the Leafs. It's the most points for the Leafs this season.
My good friends, Austin, Mitch, and Willie.
Correct. As they should be.
Ah, you just love to see it.
You do. You genuinely do. Correct. Okay. That's actually it for Leafs this time, I swear.
Wait, no.
It's not?
No. The pictures from Christmas.
Oh, yes. I had some comments about that. I forgot because it's not in my tweets. Okay. You go ahead, and then I will see if I have anything to add.
It might have been all of them that posted the same exact picture, but I think it was Rasmus Sandin that... Was it not? Am I dumb? Am I losing my mind?
Was it Rasmus Alex Sandin? Rasmus Sandin was adopted by the Nylanders. It was just him and like Alex and someone else I've never heard of who is also a hockey player.
And Sorensen?
Yeah, I think he's also a hockey player. But like they were adopted by the Nylanders.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw a post from Engvall that was like basically all the rest of the Swedes. Like Carl Dahlstrom and Liljegren, and I think Jan Krook was there too. And I'm just like the rest of the Swedes. Either you're adopted by the Nylander family, the entire Nylander family, because I think they were all in Toronto. Because I saw pictures of Willie with his sisters and both his parents, or you're not, and you're part of the secret. The quiet little, basically former Marlies.
Yeah.
Swede club.
Oh my God.
That made me laugh. Like, it was hilarious. There was something else I screenshot about that because I saw it on Instagram and I was like, Mitch Marner. Literally, he does his year-end like recap thing on Instagram. He's like, yeah, thanks for a great year. First photo with Carlton the Bear. Required. Absolute required for Mitch Marner at the end of the year. Not the first photo with his fiance, who he literally got engaged to not that long ago. I think it was last year. I don't remember if it was the year before now. But like, not with his fiance, not with his family. Carlton the Bear.
Oh my Lord. He just loves him.
It's so on brand for him. It made me laugh so hard. Like genuinely, like Mitch's brand is actually Carlton the Bear. Okay. Now is that it for Leafs?
I think so. For now. Okay.
I think so too. Where are we? The Flyers learned that Cam Atkinson won't play this season at all either. I think you're at this point just tank. Yeah. Pull up your AHL goalie, tell Carter Hart to get some rest, put him on IR for something, and just, you know, tank.
Yeah. Nothing you can do.
No. Andrew Hammond, also known as the Hamburglar, has retired. So that's congrats to him.
Enjoy your retirement, sir. Yeah.
What else happened? There was a kind of random three-way trade, but I do recognize two whole of these names. So, you know, that's of interest. This is how I judge trades and whether they're relevant to talk about. Do I recognize two names? But I only recognize one. It's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So the Ducks acquired Michael Delzato, I think, from Florida, who acquired Giovanni Smith from Detroit, who acquired Danny O'Regan from Anaheim. I didn't know who Danny O'Regan was, in case you were wondering.
No. Well, it's not ringing a bell.
Yeah, just random three-way trade is really the only way it can be described. But, you know, sometimes they're significant.
Yeah.
PK Subban will be honored prior to the Habs game on January 12th at the Bell Center, so they'll have a nice little homecoming for him, which is wonderful.
Cute.
Mm-hmm. Artem Zub signed a contract extension with the Sens for $4.6 million. It is a 4-year contract. So, you know, get that bag or whatever. I really don't know if this man is good or not. I try very hard not to pay attention to the Sens. Like, really hard.
Sounds like a mood. Sometimes I forget they exist.
I remember, but only really to make fun of them. That's it. That's basically it. I do not know who this man is, but Blade Jenkins is a hockey player name. Like, this man. The tweet is literally transaction. Blade Jenkins has been reassigned from Worcester to Bridgeport from the Bridgeport Islanders, which is the AHL team, I'm pretty sure. But, like, Blade Jenkins. This man could not have played any other sport.
Like, I sometimes, you just gotta look at hockey's names and have yourself a nice giggle. Because exactly. There are some interesting names out there that you're like, nobody else other than a hockey player could have this name. Mm-hmm. You are going to grow up to be nothing less.
Exactly. Exactly. Because the NHL is always behind, the performer at the, what's it called? Winter Classic, which is literally, I think, on right now or about to start, is the Black Keys. Again, several years late, but, you know, they're fun.
Yeah. That's an interesting choice for this day and age. Have they, like, once? Never mind.
Genuinely, the last time I remember hearing from them was 2014 or 2016, somewhere in there.
I was gonna say,
I listened to alternative radio, so I would have heard them.
When they like big Tumblr era with the dying of Tumblr era. And then I feel like after that, never seen any new music from them.
I'm sure they have put it out, but it's not as popular or not as good or both. Yeah. Alex Ovechkin has officially passed, this was before Christmas, officially passed Gordie Howe's record of 801 goals and moved into second place all time, just behind Gretzky. So December 23rd, he had 802 goals. December 23rd, give me a second. They played Montreal, beat up Montreal. It was like 9-2. That was their last game. This was December 31st. So he got a hat trick.
Yeah.
So I think he's at 805 goals now, but he might have gotten more. Actually, no. Oh, no, there would have been one more game in there. Have to look. see how many goals Alex Ovechkin has. But at the rate he is scoring at, he will for sure reach Gretzky's record within 3 years.
Mm-hmm. He's insane.
Uh-huh. I mean, also, if you, 806, there we go. If you keep just, like, letting him score hat tricks, like, that's on you.
Mm-hmm. My.
It's still here. Okay, so you know Alan Walsh, the agent?
Yes.
For all, basically, a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. However, he's the one who's tweeting, and he tweeted the sword in the back of Robin Fleury. Yeah. Him. So it's the World Juniors, right? Apparently one of his clients couldn't get to Halifax with his equipment from, I think, Toronto, which, as I said, a lot of flights were grounded because it was impossible to take off and or leave.
Mm-hmm.
And so this man is, like, tweeting about it and, like, at Air Canada, it's unacceptable. The tweet's deleted now, by the way. I think we dunked on him too hard. And it was resolved, I guess, because he, you know, yelled at Air Canada and has a checkmark. He was like, this is unacceptable. I'm like, yes, your client is the only one inconvenienced by this massive weather event that is affecting most of North America. Like,
oh god.
Yeah.
Like, do you know how many other people lost their luggage?
Yeah. And
it's just gone.
And he's like, this is a sixth overall pick.
What does that matter?
Sir? They don't care.
No.
You're just another person paying money to them. Like,
exactly. You cannot name drop with an airline because they're like, simply, we do not give a fuck.
Especially Air Canada. Customer. Like, Air Canada has been like such shit. They're the ones who were losing everybody's luggage in the summer.
Mm.
And there, people were like, if you're flying Air Canada, do not check a bag. Just don't. Don't let them. And like, canceling so many flights and stuff. Like, guys, it's Air Canada. Come on. I need to know if you've seen this video, so I'm just gonna send it to you, but there was this it's a TikTok, I think, yeah, it's a TikTok of these guys waking up their friend, except it's not them waking up their friend, it's several players from the Minnesota Wild. Like,
what in the world?
If I would just, yeah, Wild. I don't know how I would react, but I feel like my first one would be like, no, this isn't real. I'm going back to bed.
Like, why are they like pounding on this man?
I don't know.
It's like fully on this kid's bed. Like, somebody's gotta know some, like, are they friends? I'm confused.
No, apparently they were at the bar and they ran into a couple of Wild players. Matt Zuccarello, Matt Dumba, and Jonas Brodin. And they just like ran into them, and I guess they were like, yo, come meet my buddy. He's a huge fan, and he was sleeping, so they just had him wake them up. Yeah, very normal things happening. This was like, this TikTok was tweeted New Year's Eve, or Christmas Eve. It's just like wild, absolutely wild.
Oh my lord.
So funny.
I just like, imagine opening your eyes to the Minnesota, first of all, I would have no idea who they are, not gonna lie to you.
I mean, I think I would know Matt Zuccarello and I would know Matt Dumba.
Yeah, I think it would take me a second to place them because they're not people. Zuccarello, I would notice, I would recognize first.
Yes.
Just like Rangers, you know. The other, Matt Dumba, it would take me a minute, a hot minute, especially after waking up.
Yeah, if you're like groggy and you're like, is that, am I hallucinating? Like, what is going on? How much melatonin did I take last night? Like, what is going on?
I think I would be losing my mind. I'd be like, yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. So absolutely unhinged. I think no one should be woken up like that. Doesn't matter if it's your favorite player. Just
no.
Don't. You want to hear something kind of sad but also kind of nice? So the Ottawa Senators had, this was 5 days ago, so it would have been one of the first games after the break, had the highest attendance they'd had in a long, since 2016 at their rink, 20,016. It's the first time they've seen 20,000 fans in the building since December 29th, 2016.
No way.
You know what I mean? It's funny. A little bit.
I just... Wow.
Exactly. Exactly. Just, that's the proper reaction. I don't really have a ton of stuff about the World Juniors, but one fun thing is that the Czech team beat the Canadian team in the opening game. Super fun. But also, the goalie had 3 assists.
Oh, that's so fun.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait. I don't know. He has 3 assists. I don't know if it was in the same game. But it says 3 career assists, so I don't think it was the same game. But still, it sets the World Juniors record for points by a goalie.
I love that. That's amazing.
I hope this kid gets some more
goals.
Get him a goal. Get him a goal.
Honestly.
Yeah, they could do it. But yeah, this Czech team like handily beat the Canadians, which is always fun, you know? Like, I know I'm Canadian, but it's way more fun to cheer for the underdogs in these kinds of situations. And someone else, oh, Slovakia beat the States in a kind of similar fashion. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it's been fun, I think. I haven't really watched any of it at all.
I've been like seeing Twitter updates and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Connor Bedard. This was stat was from a few days ago, but he had the most points by a U18, so he's not yet 19, in a World Juniors since he was tied with Jaromir Jagr, total points, sorry, in U18s, or in World Juniors, below the age of 18, or below the age of 19, and he was tied with Jaromir Jagr with 18 and above Gretzky at 17. And he has more now. He got at least 2 or 3 yesterday, I think.
Go this kid.
Yeah. Go off, I guess. This is who the Flyers should be tanking for.
Yes.
Yes. Actually, I guess he's not yet 18. That would make sense because he's not drafted yet. You know, I think I fixed the Flyers by accident. So you know how I was like the Flyers with Cam Atkinson out should just, you know, put Carter Hart on injured reserve and call up the AHL goalie? They did.
Oh.
He's injured upper body, apparently with the game against the Leafs. And on injured reserve, so...
Well,
you know, little things, little things. Your boy Andreas Janssen was put on waivers and cleared.
My boy Max Willman was put on waivers.
They were both put on waivers and cleared. It was the same day.
It was.
Bad Ever, day,
you
day
sent
for Alex.
You sent me that that tweet. And I was just like, is she talking about Andreas Janssen? Are you talking about Max Willman? We don't know. But I was just like, either way, true.
Yes. I was talking about Janssen mostly because I forgot who Max Willman was. And to be fair, isn't he more an AHL player than Andreas Janssen has been in the past few years?
Honestly, probably. I don't even know what team, if he's like, last year he was, I think, mostly on the Flyers. This year, I have no idea if he's up in the NHL or if he's down in the AHL. Okay. I get all the information from his girlfriend.
The appropriate way to interact with hockey players. Okay. During the Rangers Tampa game a couple days ago, the Rangers goalie had the puck saved like between his pads, kind of basically, you know, when they go in their tight little butterfly, mm-hmm. and it's like on their lap basically. The puck was there and Brandon Hagel just like stuck his glove and picked up the puck. From there, I think the whistle had blown at that point, but still, like, all right, that's a choice.
Oh my god. Just let him fix that situation. Like, I
yeah, literally just okay. Why? Sometimes you let those thoughts win, and I think that's what happened there. Yeah. Like, I can just take that puck. Sometimes they win, like we said. So they have it. Let's switch meet. The Senators are actively seeking a trade of D. Nikita Zaitsev, who they already put on waivers and was not claimed by anybody, but I don't think they can bury the salary enough or they don't want to play it. Pay it. And I don't. Didn't they extend him? Isn't he still there for a while?
I want to say you're right, but
the first thing when you type in Zaitsev, like, I didn't even get to contract. I got con in there and it was contract buyout. There are Sens fans doing the math. Okay, so he has a modified no move clause right this season. Next season's his last one, so not horrible, but it's also $4.5 million that you're paying to Nikita Zaitsev, and that's on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what the 1 year off of Cody Ceci was so worth it. Losing Connor Brown,
yeah,
so worth it to get rid of Nikita Zaitsev. The Sens are willing to move a high draft pick or a prospect to accommodate the trade. Like, I love it.
They're willing to try anything.
Mm-hmm. Very funny to me. Joe Pavelski. I don't know why I said Joel.
sometimes.
Signed a 1 year contract extension with Dallas. $3.5 million.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You know how I said that Alex Ovechkin got a hat trick and, you know, whomped the Habs 9-2.
Yeah.
It was also the Habs mom's trip, so all their moms were there.
Oh no.
And after the game, all the moms took a picture with Alex Ovechkin.
That's the mom I'm gonna be.
So funny to me. And you know what? They genuinely look very happy to be taking a picture with him.
Oh my god. That's amazing.
Like I said, it's the Winter Classic. Probably started, if actually has it started yet, is the real question. Because it was supposed to start at 2:00, but you know, there's always 15 million things and fireworks and then anthems and, you know, drama.
People talk too much and...
to get there. Yeah. So both teams came in baseball uniforms. The Penguins came in Pirates uniforms, honoring the 1925 Pittsburgh Pirates team. Not the most recent Pittsburgh Pirates team, because they did lose 100 games this season, which is a lot. And the Bruins were wearing Red Sox jerseys. They looked pretty old too, like kind of classic.
Yeah.
Looking, they're playing the game at Fenway. And then I do not know what this picture is from, but like it's clearly from today, maybe, or maybe yesterday when they're taking photos. But Sidney Crosby is like, and the rest of the Penguins are in the background, but Sidney Crosby is wearing a newsboy hat, and he genuinely looks like he's in the Newsies. Like, this man is gonna be singing about Santa Fe. If I could unmute this photo, that's what's happening. He's just thinking about Santa Fe in a very exaggerated New York accent. I love it.
Choices they make.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? This man has never heard of Newsies. He's never seen the original Disney movie with, who is it? It's someone weird. It's also a musical, I think, but only like kind of a musical. It's someone weird is the main, like someone I would not expect. Who is it? Who is it? Where'd it go? Christian Bale.
Oh,
is the main newsie in that. Maybe it's not a musical, but there Batman. Is a lot of dancing. Yeah. Yes. But to me, it's Newsies, the Disney musical with Jeremy Jordan. That's to me what it is. Yeah, I think that's all I got for the whatever that's called.
Yeah. I saw a tweet that they announced that the next Winter Classic is going to be in Seattle. Against Vegas.
All right. I don't see how that's going to have a lot of traction, but okay. They also are going to have the Heritage Classic. It's going to be like October 23rd, which is, I think they said 20 years. It might be more than that. It might be 30 years after the last time that a Battle of Alberta was played outside. So it's going to be Calgary and Edmonton next October. It's like October 23rd or something. I guess, you know what? Playing outside in Edmonton in October is not as bad as playing outside in Edmonton in January.
Trying to pick a month.
I was trying to pick a month, yes.
I could see that, yeah.
But yeah, so it'll be fun. It's less fun now that Matthew Tkachuk isn't in the Battle of Alberta because he made it. Not gonna lie, he made it what it is, what it was. No one will ever be able to recreate that level of Battle of Alberta without
that level of tension. You just never know what's gonna happen. But
do you have anything else for men's hockey?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so either. We got several women's hockey things to briefly discuss, though. So I guess this is both men's hockey and women's hockey. The ECHL, last year they had their All-Star game. They had, I think, both PWHPA and PHF players participate. They're doing it again this year. So the PHF players are... Where'd it go? Anne-Sophie Bette and Sydney Brott. And the PWHPA players are Sam Cogan and Emily Brown. So, very exciting for them. They're obviously going to kick butt. These men's players are minimum third tier. sorry, maximum third tier? Maximum third tier, not minimum third tier, maximum third tier players. And these are still some of the best women's hockey players in the world. So, you know. Why did I have like four tweets about that? That's not useful, Megan. Hockey Canada has a new agreement with the Canadian national women's team. It includes on and off ice training support, childcare assistance, a healthcare spending account, and performance bonuses. And they also have a usage of players, like their names, likenesses, etc., rights, and revenue sharing arrangement on events like the rivalry series. So very good.
Yes.
Look for them. I think it's only a year, but it's retroactive to October. Yeah. I think that's it for now. PHF is back next week, I think. I think it's next week. And PWHPA, I think their first the showcase that's like the OHL arenas is in 2 weeks, I think. So yeah, watch your women's hockey.
Yeah. And
have fun. That's it. Yes, January 6th is the next PHF game. All right. I think that's all we got.
Yeah. I actually, this reminded me to check for some reason, actually, on New Year's night when I was completely just out of my mind. I was like, you know what I want to do right this second is check, or is it PHF fantasy?
Yes.
I wanted to check our fantasy. And turns out,
they haven't played any games since we drafted our teams.
We just I just simply there's nothing on there other than a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, just some people who haven't played any games since we drafted our teams. But we're really excited about that. So I'm excited to hopefully find some time to watch some more women's hockey, because I have not had time. Too much of my hockey and coaching hockey to watch hockey that isn't on like a Wednesday night. Okay, so that's it for this week. You can follow us on Twitter at For Puck's Sake Pod, Instagram at For Puck's Sake Podcast, TikTok at For Puck's Sake Podcast, and Tumblr at For Puck's Sake Pod. Bye.
Bye.